The Hampshire all-rounder Liam Dawson's been added to the England Performance Programme squad for a training camp in Dubai next month. Dawson will be joining teammate James Vince on the trip, and I'm delighted to say Liam is sat alongside me here at St Mary's. Evening, Liam, and first of all, congratulations. You must be delighted with the call-up.
Yeah, very happy. Obviously, I wasn't expecting it at all, but Zafar Ansari's still injured. He hasn't come back from his injury yet, so been called up, and hopefully I can impress.
And that kind of call-up must have felt a long way away in the summer when you're out on loan out the squad, and you've come so far in a few months, it must feel.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, the start of the season probably didn't go to plan. I went to Essex on loan and came back from there, and the last two and a bit months of the season went really, really well. And, you know, thankfully I've got an opportunity now to show how good I am when I go to Dubai.
And what are these training camps like? What's your sort of daily schedule like when you're out there?
I actually don't know much about it, to be fair. I only found that a few days ago, so I'm still waiting for all the information to come through. But we meet up next week, and then we go to Dubai on the 11th of November.
And I think I'm right in saying Andy Flowers leading the trip. Is he someone you've worked with before, or will this be a first time for you?
No, first time. I've had a couple of phone calls with him in the last couple of days, so it's obviously good to get to know him a little bit and speak to him. So, as I said, looking forward to working with somebody like that who's had a lot of success at the highest level, and, you know, try and learn as much as I can, because there's some very good players on that trip.
Are you ready for the heat? I imagine it might be slightly warmer out there than it is here at St Mary's this evening.
Oh, well, I've seen a few of the test matches, and, you know, the England lads look like it's pretty hot out there. So, as I said, that's going to be tough to deal with, but, you know, that's what we're there for. It's a training camp. It's going to be tough, and hopefully I'll do well on that and then potentially stay on for the Lions games.
And when you're watching the test matches, you keeping a close eye on the pitch and what the pitches are like in the United Arab Emirates, because it must be a bit different to what you're used to.
Yeah, definitely. I think you look at the pitches out there that, you know, they've spun quite a lot, and in Pakistan I've obviously played some fairly good cricket, and so have England. But said, hopefully the wickets suit me out there, and it'll be a good experience playing in another country.
And obviously Danny Briggs has now moved on. What a key part of Hampshire's limited over success he's been the last couple of years. Do you see his departure possibly changing your role at all in any way going forward, or not really?
No, I think I wouldn't say it changed my role. Obviously me and Briggs have worked very well over the last sort of 4 or 5 years in one day cricket, and we've been very successful, and it's obviously a shame that Dan's not there, but that gives me an opportunity now to, you know, to push for the sort of the main spinner. Obviously we've got Mason Crane coming through. He's an exceptional talent, and, you know, he's gonna do good things in the game. So, as I said, I'm probably the more senior player at the minute between me and Mason, and, you know, it'd be exciting to work with him and play some matches with him.
And you've had to make a minor change to what you might have been doing this winter after getting that call up, all for good reasons, though, of course.
Yeah, definitely. I put myself in for the Bangladesh Premier League, but when I found out that I was on the performance programme, obviously I had to pull out of that, and, you know, it's the right thing to do, and I'm excited to get to Dubai.
And the most important thing this evening, what's your prediction for tonight's game?
Well, we've got a few Villa fans in the Hampshire change room, so I think it potentially might go to extra time, but hopefully just Saints win on the night.
Well, we'll be here to the bitter end, whatever. Liam Dawson, thank you very much for your time. He's sat alongside us enjoying the game here at St Mary's this evening.